Welcome back to another episode. Thank you for doing another episode on the Flex Coach.
Yes. That
was a shitty intro. I will not use that. I will not be using that. I appreciate
it.
You.
Use it.
No, I don't think so. I appreciate you being here again. What's been up with you? You just mentioned something. Not to start this off on a negative tone, but you just mentioned you discovered another sort of tribulation in your life.
Yes, I just found out about 2 months ago that I have PCOS now, which is another autoimmune disease. So I've been dealing with that actually for the past couple months, and that has been very stressful in and of itself. I don't even know where to begin with that. I've lost a little bit more weight because of it. It affects, I don't know the statistics and all the background on that. I'm still learning about that. But
just as you, like as a human, how does that
affect
changed
me.
Your life?
Yeah. So apparently I've had this from as long as I can remember. The symptoms that are affecting me are irregular periods, hair loss, hormonal acne across my jawline, my back, increase in testosterone. So I've noticed the hair loss, but it's like male pattern baldness. So it's like across my temple, and then it's not starting in the crown. Hopefully it doesn't reach that, but it's along the crown as well. Like facial hair, increase in facial hair, but decrease in hair on my head. Deepening of the voice, or like hoarse voice. I'm trying to think of the symptoms. Painful periods, cysts in your ovaries. Insulin resistance, so you're more likely to, you definitely have weight problems, loss problems, or trouble losing weight. You're more tired. You have almost every woman that has PCOS has difficulty conceiving, so infertility problems due to the infrequent periods, and like the list goes on and on and on. The puffiness and
so let me just spell it out for the people.
Yes.
Polycyst ovary syndrome.
Yes.
Hormonal symptoms include acne, facial hair. So some of the stuff you described.
Yes.
And you've had this for a while?
I've had this. I've known throughout the course of my life. I mean, I've had like really bad cramps, and I've just like been like, oh, I'll take a Midol, or I've noticed, you know, my hair coming out, but I've just been like, ah, chalk it up to stress, you know, the hormonal acne, but I've, you know, took the Proactiv. Who hasn't taken Proactiv, you know, back in the 2000s or whatever. So it's just been like, it's been little things, you know, where I've treated the symptoms, but never the root cause of what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so now you're kind of figuring out that
now it's deeper than just, you know, let me go put on, you know, Rogaine on my hair, or let me, you know, go visit my esthetician to get rid of this, you know, this facial treatment for my acne. Mm-hmm. Let me go do more. It's more than just these little topical symptoms. It's, you know, it's, there's an underlying root cause in my body. This is my body's way of telling me, hey girl, there's something wrong. And it's crazy because when I took to my, I knew something was wrong. Ha! I knew something was wrong when for 2 weeks straight, I didn't have a period. It would be immaculate conception, let's just say that. And I was sweating profusely through the night, so much so that I had to get up and change my sheets, my bed sheets, because my bed was soaked. And I couldn't sleep. Like I was like tossing and turning with just insomnia. Like I would even take like melatonin and try to go to bed. I would take edibles like that. I was still just like waking up and then just so exhausted in the morning. So I finally went and took blood work and told, the lab like, hey, take more, like there's something wrong. I'm sweating. And I'm a cash patient, so I don't have like a regular PCP. I just have my endocrinologist who treats me for, everything, my thyroid, my lupus, whatever. So anyways, come find out. He's like, hey, it looks like you may have PCOS. I can't treat you for this. You need to go to a gyno. You need to go get someone to specialize in this. here are the additional tests that you need. So like almost $1,000 later, after test, I went to a functional medicine doctor who said, yes, it's not my testosterone, it's a form that testosterone turns into, is very high.
DHT. And
yes, so it's not my DHT, but yes, that is a form of testosterone. It's my DHEAS.
Gotcha.
But yes, that's very, very high, and it's because of gluten, and it's because I eat a lot of sugar. And when I I was like crying. There's a highlight reel on my Instagram where I came out from the doctor's office and I was crying, and I was like, what more? I've lost 100 pounds. I'm this fit. I work out all the time. I eat, you know, the 80-20. I eat, you know, healthy 80% of the time, 20% of the time, you know, I eat my junk, whatever. What the fuck? What more? And I was just so frustrated. And apparently that 20%, my body is like, no, girl, it's too much. You need to eat more of like a vegetarian diet, more high protein and greens, less sugar. And it's so crazy. And that's what the doctor also told me, like, I need to cut out sugar. And it's like sugar is found in almost everything. Like even
right.
My
you would
apples.
Literally have to, I mean, true. Sugar and apples, fruit.
Yes.
But is that allowed?
No.
Even that's
like,
not allowed.
It's not that it's not allowed. It's like if I want to bring down my testosterone and lower it like naturally, that's what I'm about. I don't want to live off of pills. I don't want to. That was the whole reason as to why it's lupus part two now. That is what I'm like. It's like it's traumatizing because this is what I had to go through with lupus.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be on 10 medications. I wanted to treat it naturally, and how I treated it naturally and how I lost the 100 pounds was through diet and exercise and coming off of the weight and not being on the medication that they put me on, so that I did it just through diet and exercise. And the same thing, I'm lowering. I could easily be on some type of like testosterone medication to lower it medically, but I don't want to do it. I would rather much do it just naturally. Why not?
Because you've done it before.
Yes.
And what were some of the things, the changes you made before that you're probably going to reconsider now?
I'm doing it now, and I feel amazing. I did like a whole 30 or like a yeah like a whole 30 paleo, where I cut out everything processed, fried, dyed. If it didn't, I basically grocery shopped on the outer corners of the grocery store, so seafood, my meats, but no beef, no pork, just chicken, fresh fruits.
Wait, why no beef?
I kind of tell my clients, I don't like restricting anybody from anything, period. It's your lifestyle. So I still, even though I have to be gluten free and I have to reduce the amount of sugar, that's my body. And that's because this is my lifestyle. However, again, I don't like to cut like anyone from their lifestyle. That's you and your life. So I say like, let's reduce. But this is my little mnemonic device for clients. I tell them, you don't want to be round like a cow, so reduce the amount of beef. It's because beef takes a while to digest in your body. Men need like a different amount of protein. So I say for like a man, it's okay for them to have it once a week or once every other week.
Oh,
but
wow.
If you don't suffer from constipation, if you don't suffer from bloating, and if you don't have high cholesterol or heart disease in your family, then yes, like once a week or once every other week for a male.
Once a week?
Yes.
Beef?
Yes.
Wow. I eat beef every other day.
I don't want to ask you about your constipation or your bloating or anything like that.
I mean, I don't really have those issues because I mix in, you know, fibers and I mix in vegetables and stuff like that. But
you're also 24. Yes. So maybe I would revisit this around the time you're 30, because you're 24. By the time you're 30, I would ask those questions, and I would also ask, like, do you take a probiotic? If not, like, let's get you on a probiotic, because it's going to start like you're young. So it's like getting a new car. Like, you don't have to do the maintenance that you do when you're 90,000 maintenance that you do at your 30,000 maintenance. So you're at the 30,000 maintenance where you just kind of like put a little oil on it and you're good to go. Yeah.
But is there anything, you know, inherently wrong with excessive consumption of beef?
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't really consume pork, but
yes.
Let's talk about the beef.
Yes. You're back. And it's the same thing with pork. So pork is, I mean, they eat their own shit. Yeah, it's like, it's, it is, it's, besides that, it's very, it, doesn't process the same way as chicken and seafood do. Minus, I tell clients don't eat crawfish. Crawfish is like, you're just like, you might as well just go over to salt and just down some salt. But with beef and pork, it doesn't digest as fast. The enzymes don't just digest as fast in your body and don't break down as fast in your body as with poultry, not chicken, but poultry. So that includes turkey as well and seafood.
Gotcha. And is that the primary reasoning behind limiting beef consumption?
Yes.
Or is it also not as healthy and nutritious as it seems, because it seems to be quite nutritious and healthy?
It does. So they have
high protein,
it has
iron,
yes,
you know, all
iron
that stuff.
Yes. So it does have, they do have nutritional benefits. However, it's just like your gut health is going to, your immune system is in your gut. This is where so if you have a really crappy an unhealthy gut system, you are bound to have it's like a ticking time bomb for an abundant of things, not besides like autoimmune diseases. So your hypothyroidism, your hyper PCOS, endometriosis, like you're just a ticking time bomb. So yes, it is very important that we do have a healthy gut besides the benefits. And yes, it does have iron, but you can get those same nutrients from, and I'm not a fan again of taking like a bunch of like pills and getting it in that form. You can get those same nutrients from your vegetables and from your fruits as well, which have fiber, and that will help process the food out. Like, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think spinach is really good.
Yes.
For iron,
yes.
And protein.
Yes. Your leafy greens. Yep.
What is the ideal diet? Because I know it depends on the person's body, right?
Yeah.
But if you had to give your perspective, just a standard ideal diet, what should people cut out? What should people not consume? And what are some misconceptions? You know, what are some things that we think are okay? For example, fried chicken
Ooh,
is not good.
This is so good. This is
fried chicken's
good
not
question.
Good. We know that.
Ooh.
But what if it's fried chicken breast? Is that okay? Is that still not okay?
Okay, so to cut out, I would cut out, damn, that's a good question. In all honesty, I would cut out, I wouldn't cut out anything. Yes, I would. Alcohol. You don't need alcohol. Alcohol does nothing. What alcohol does is alcohol bloats you up. It inflames everything. It inflames your face, your gut, your stomach, your everything. It stops your digestive system and it processes the alcohol out. And that's not what you want. You want your digestive system to be like a conveyor belt. You want it to keep on just processing. And you, as you eat, besides even when you're not eating, you want it to just like constantly be like an inferno and just going.
You don't want it to stop.
Yes, exactly. But whenever you drink, it stops and it's processing, like the alcohol is poison for your body. So it's processing. That's why you have to pee. That's why you're like, oh my God, I just drank this drink. You know, hold on, let me go pop the lid. Like, and that's why you have to.
But it's so funny, when you drink, you start eating more. You start eating unhealthy stuff. Especially after
some
you
people,
have some
yes.
drinks. Not everybody. But
Like absorb the alcohol, or because that's like what's available, or or what have you.
And
yes.
So if your digestive system is stopping,
yes, then you're putting all that, like, yeah, you're stopping at Whataburger and eating all that crap afterwards.
Yeah,
no,
it's
yeah.
just all sitting
yes,
in your body. It's
there,
not even
and then you
through.
Feel like extra crappy afterwards. And then some of the alcohol that you're drinking is like, I know whenever I do drink, it's like Malibu and pineapple. It's like the sugary crap, or it's wine, which... Yes, wine is good for your heart, but it's loaded in carbs. It's
sugar as well.
Yes, it is. It is sugar.
But it does have a resveratrol, whatever it's called. It's called it's like an anti-aging compound that's in wine. That's essentially skin of the grapes. Resveratrol or something. Sorry, I'm not an expert, but it's really good for you. And
I've
it's also in peanuts. So peanuts and wine help slow down the aging of the cells. But again, not an expert.
Yeah.
I've just heard of this.
No. I've heard of this too, though. I've heard like a glass a day keeps, and I'm like, I don't know. A glass a day will keep that belly. Like that's what they say, beer belly. Anything that Homer Simpson, so like, yeah, I had that on my story once. I said, anything that Homer Simpson ate, you want to avoid. But those are all the things that we love. We love donuts and we love beer. Who doesn't love their beer, you know, on Friday nights or Saturday nights, Sunday nights, you know, you're watching football, No. So if you want to look like Homer, eat what he ate. If you want to look like Marge, eat what she ate. Plain and simple, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just keeping it super simple and straight to the point.
Yes. If you're going to drink alcohol, I would suggest the clearer, the better. So I would avoid beer in any and all cost.
Yeah, beer is not.
Beer is just like, you might as well just eat bread. It's not, it's the worst it's thing for bread. You. Yeah, it's liquid bread. It is liquid bread. Drink vodka, even though I don't like vodka, but I would suggest, and I suggest it to my clients, drink vodka, tonic, vodka water, vodka soda, some type of tequila. The clearer, the better, though.
I agree.
And to do without maybe dairy. Mm-hmm. Like, who in their right mind thought to go milk another animal and to drink milk from another animal? Like, in what stone age? I wanted, like, where? If we can go back in time, I want to see this.
I mean,
where do we start to milk this fucking, like, really?
First of all, the person that figured that out is a sick person. He had to have done that with many other organs,
yes,
and parts.
Yes, yes.
And various different animals. You know, and PETA did not exist,
yes,
when this was happening.
It's crazy. It leads to whenever we, one, it's loaded with hormones. Two, it leads to like facial acne because you're pumping someone else's hormones or something else's hormones into your body. So there's an increase in acne. There's an increase in you're fluctuating with, you know, your hormones mixed with someone else's hormones. So you're fucking with your own hormones. You'll see like an increase in belly fat. You'll see an increase in like stomach or GI problems with that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be lactose intolerant. In saying that, though, I when I go to Starbucks, I'll get a grande Americano with like 3 or 4 pumps of vanilla and a splash of 2%. Like, I do like my dairy. I just like everything in moderation. So,
yeah, I mean, but it's so weird. We're told to drink milk, especially in my culture. It's a very common thing.
We are too.
Yeah, yes, it's like you have to drink milk as you're growing.
Vitamin D, it helps with your bones. Yep. Yes, absolutely. But it's the you get more calcium from almond milk than you do from cow's milk.
How the fuck do they make almond milk?
They grind up. Don't ask me this. I know there's like one of my clients is like, I just got an almond milk. She was so happy. She was like fanatic about it. And she got like an almond press milk maker, and she can make her own fucking almond milk every
day. So you literally press almonds.
Yeah.
And then liquid comes out.
I guess like, well, there's actually liquid in coconut milk or in coconuts. So I don't know how.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's interesting, right? Because almonds are so
dry.
So solid.
Yeah.
And so dry. But I guess you gotta, you know, any amount of pressure or anything you put a high amount of pressure on, I guess,
can
turn into liquid.
Yes.
You know, this is so funny. Like, you are clearly knowledgeable in this space, but some of the shit that I'm talking about, I have no idea what I'm saying.
No, you were a jack of all trades.
Idea.
I told a fellow, I told another Aquarius this yesterday. I was like, you are a jack of all trades of what you know, like, you know, a generic like amount, and it's great.
Yeah, just a little,
you.
Just a tiny bit to have the conversation.
Yes,
but
it's great listening to that, though.
Yeah, of course, and I appreciate that. But I'm just putting a disclaimer out for the people. You know, don't take anything I'm saying literally, but definitely listen to Andrea because, first of all, if you haven't heard the previous episode we've done, it's amazing. You broke down your journey. Losing 100 pounds.
Thank you.
Essentially saving your life and changing your life.
Yes.
And it's, you know, nothing short of admirable. So I would definitely encourage people to listen to that. And then you'll get an idea of, you know, the credibility with which she speaks.